time marching into the Saturday Cafe is Michael Smith. Michael, welcome back to the cafe.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be back.
It is good to have you back. Extra applause. I had not noticed that. Let's start talking about Weaver Mania. Who's in the band? Whose idea was it? When did you get started?
It was Barbara. Barbara's my wife, and she's in it. And we started thinking about it around 1983 or 84. And I guess it was because there was a show called Beatlemania that came out. And we were thinking, oh, wouldn't you love to go to a show where they had Weaver's music? I mean, I think Beatles music is wonderful. I love it. But we just thought, well, it'd be interesting if they did that with the Weavers. And then we started out thinking along those terms. We were actually going to do a theatrical presentation. And what we found, at least what I found, I would say, is I liked singing a lot more than I liked trying to do drama or trying to tell a story to an audience with words. And so we tried it out a little bit. We had a couple of folks that played with us, and it was an interesting rehearsal experience, and we did some performances, and then folks moved, and so we got some other people, and so then we got some more other people, and we've been kind of, and we settled finally on the folks we have about 10 years ago, and one of those folks got replaced. But essentially, now it is I sing bass, Barbara Barrow sings Ronnie Gilbert's part, Christopher Waltz sings Fred Hellerman's part, and Mark Dvorak sings Pete Seeger's part. Long story.
Yeah, it's a good story. How close to the originals do you try to be? I mean,
we first did it, you know, I was just avid to get every damn note exactly the same, you know, the other folks found that a little much on the one hand. On the other, there was a point where we came to the understanding that we were separate people. And then it became a situation where we looked at it. We said, okay, we're not going to try to imitate these folks anymore. We'll get in the neighborhood. And then we're going to have a good time with it instead of trying to be so strictured by other people's ways of looking at things. And so it's, and that was a kind of a breaking away. And then we did a show with Pete Seeger. And, you know, I would have thought of him as being somebody who would have said something along the lines of, well, you know, you ought to sound more like the Weavers. And he wasn't that way at all. He was a lot more revolutionary than we were. He was saying things like, you know, it's nice that you're doing Weaver's tunes and everything, but that was a long time ago. And what if the Weavers had continued in some form and did new songs? What kind of songs would they do? And why don't you do those, you know? And that was to me, that was an eye-opener. You know, I saw that there's a reason he's as famous and as distinguished as he is. He's a great thinker, and he just brought us out into the daylight, and he freed us in a certain way to try to take the tradition forward.
I was going to ask about your song choices. Do you just stick to the classic repertoire, or are you actually finding new Weaver songs for the new millennia?
We did, and we are finding new. We did, as I say, stick for a long time, and we'll never stop doing certain songs. Because there's certain songs that are connected. When you go to an evening of Weaver's tunes, you are going to expect certain songs, and or at least some portion of certain songs. Let's say, I mean, in the sense that, let's say there are 30 traditional Weaver's tunes that everybody connects with the Weavers. Let's say, and under those circumstances, we would certainly do 20 of them. Although it might vary because we've worked on a lot of tunes and put them away after a while. Because they weren't as much fun as other tunes to play. So now we've got about three tunes. We just started this thing with the modern tunes, and we've got three or four at this point that are songs that the Weavers never saw, never laid a hand on. But we're attempting to do them in that style, and that's kind of fun. You know, it really is, because now we sort of unthinkingly kind of observe certain patterns that the Weavers did, like you always have a guitar and a banjo, pretty much, you know. You try to have four-part harmony, that sort of thing.
Do you kind of channel the personality of your part? I mean, is...
I do, you know, and I think to some degree Mark does.
I was thinking about Mark. It's really hard to do Pete Seeger's part without, to a certain extent, doing Pete Seeger, I would think.
Yeah, and the thing is, he naturally, I think he and Pete are from the same cloth, and by that, I think, I mean, I see Mark relate to the audience and to people in general quite similarly to the way Pete does, and I think it's not put on. I think it's quite sincere. I think Mark is truly a folk singer, just like Pete is truly a folk singer in all that that implies, and for that reason alone, I'm thrilled to be working with him.
Well, I think we should play another song, and this is one that I suspect you cannot do a show without doing. It was the Weavers' first number one hit back in 1950, I think.
Yeah, 51, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm guessing that this is an encore at every Weaver Mania show.
I think you're right.
Good night, Irene.
Yes, indeed.
Weaver Mania on the Saturday Cafe.
Well, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream.
And the deep, deep voice on Fireside Bright for Weaver Mania, Michael Smith, joins me on the Saturday Cafe. Michael, I have to ask, have any of you actually seen the Weavers perform live?
Yeah, I did, actually. I don't think anyone else in the group has, but I did. And it was in Newark, New Jersey, about 1960. It was at that point they were using... Pete Seeger had left the group, and they were using Eric Darling,
right.
Who was the second banjo player, and it was very exciting and a big, big thrill for me to. And you know, it was funny because I went in there. It was a large auditorium downtown Newark, and the audience was started singing immediately with the Weavers. Mm-hmm. Started singing along. And I was so annoyed. I was 18 at the time. I was so annoyed that that people had this notion that they could sing along with the Weavers, because I was used to listening to them in in irreverent silence, you know, in the bedroom. And suddenly, I was hearing more of the guy next to me than I was hearing of the Weavers. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't want to hear these other people sing. And then as I grew older, I saw that that was the joy in it for a lot of people, was to kind of they thought of themselves as kind of on the same plane as the Weavers. You know, it was homemade music in a certain way. But that took a while to accept, I gotta say. Now I love it when people sing along with us.
I have never seen them as a group, but I've been fortunate enough to see Pete Seeger and Ronnie Gilbert in solo concerts, and Ronnie is pretty wonderful. I think Barbara does a very good job of kind of channeling that pure joy.
Thank you. I saw Pete a few times, and Barbara saw Pete too, come to think of it. And Pete's been around a little bit here in Chicago, for one thing and another. You know, because we're connected with the Old Town School of Folk Music, which is a kind of the major folk school in the country. Pete has shown up a few times to do classes or to do shows, and it's thrilling to live in the age where he's still here.
Well, Weaver Mania itself is coming out to Oregon this Friday night. You are the headline act at the Winter Folk Festival Friday night in Florence, Oregon.
All right, we're looking forward to this.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here, too. Thank you for joining me on the Saturday Cafe again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
You've been on my bucket list to get on this show for 20 years, and now in the last 6 months, you've been on twice.
Yeah. I'll move out there. I think that's probably what's going to happen. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care. Be well. Okay.
We are going to close with a medley of sorts. I have a short clip of Weaver Mania singing Weemaway, and I thought... it would be fun to do a compare and contrast. This
Great. Maybe I'll hang on and listen to that.
All right.